Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Comics Experience Make Comics podcast, the show where we talk about the nuts and bolts of making comics in the time of coronavirus. My name is Joey Groh, and I'm once again joined by Andy Schmidt of Comics Experience to talk about something that is very current in the industry. And it's, as of this recording, April 2nd. So current when you hear this might be really different because things are changing very quickly. I think since you and I and Philip CV talk last, Andy, I guess I don't know if the Diamond distribution shutdown was part of what we talked about. There were just so many things that have changed since we've last talked, much less, I mean, just in general. But what you guys are doing with the Retail Relief Program, that came out as press release yesterday. So right. Maybe give a little background on what that is and what's going on. And I also feel like I should say off the top, you know, we've talked about different things we could talk about. And I think with everything that's happening, you know, we're just trying to talk, kind of tackle a subject at a time as we go with our regular schedule at this point. And we have an episode that was recorded back in February. That's also going to come out with a, you know, it's not quite the same relevance as it was when we recorded it because it's just different. So everything is kind of that, you know, in the back of your head, it's like, well, this could change. But what you're trying to do, I think, is a great thing and a great answer to some things that are happening right now.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, everything is evolving on a daily basis. I'm in touch with multiple publishers. I'm in touch with retailers. I'm in touch with creators. And it just seems like almost every day there's some new thing in the, just speaking about the comics industry, there's some new
right
thing that, you know, makes people start reevaluating some aspect of what they're doing, what their business is, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting. I've been working, I would say on average 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
A lot of that just on the phone, just brainstorming with people, different businesses and related. And I'm exhausted. And of course I got, you know, like everybody else, you know, I got my kids home with me and I'm trying to not be an absent dad in the whole
right
process, you know?
Right.
The Comics Experience Retailer Relief Program, it's sort of a strange rollout because a press release went out yesterday, which is great. Got picked up by a couple of places, and I recorded a podcast with Publishers Weekly about it last night. I think that'll go live before this will, but the response has been really good. But it's a weird rollout because what we announced was there's this program, but in order for the program to work, three things have to happen. First is we have to get retailers on board, and I'll explain why in a second. Retailers on board. We also have to get creators on board, and then the relief part can happen. So
right,
what we announced, and this, you know, one of the things that's been actually kind of uplifting about the times we're in is seeing the comics community and people in general, like it's not just in the art community, but people come together with their hearts in the right place, wanting to help. What I saw with comics specifically several weeks ago was that everybody was rushing to help, but they were forming these groups, whether it was a Facebook group or a group over here or, you know, in this chat room or whatever. And they would hit this critical mass where nobody could make a decision. And that didn't mean that there weren't good ideas. It just meant the good ideas were getting lost in inst amongst other ideas. And so instead of getting bogged down in that stuff, I went to my team at Comics Experience and said, I think we're in a unique position to help. And so we came up with this idea, which is pretty simple. We do comics education. Retailers typically don't sell a lot of comics education. So one of the things that we wanted to be really mindful of was we didn't want to offer like downloadable comics or graphic novels because you don't want to eat into the thing that they are going to need to sell physically.
Right.
Also, to be perfectly candid, retailers don't really want to train people to read digitally.
Right.
This is not a point of comfort for them. So, you know, we are doing stuff that's digital, but it's not but it's not comics. It's not graphic novels. So it's really 100% additive for them. It shouldn't eat into anything that they're going to do, because it's comics education. It's videos. It's mainly videos. There's a podcast I put up there that you can download. So we're putting up all this content. And it took us about 3 weeks to design the whole program, to start curating content, all that kind of stuff. Really it was all hands on deck. It was an amazing effort. Bon Ali Magno, our creators workshop director, was great. Adam Freeman, his marketing was really helping with the retailers to ensure they were comfortable with everything. And Rand Dulick was really trying to figure out how to message this. And it was just, yeah. And then the creators, of course, that have been involved with us have been awesome. So we created these videos, and we put them up on a platform called Podia. And what Podia does is it allows you to sell things, and you can create affiliates, and that's what the retailers are. So we need to sign up the retailers, which is what's going on now. We've got a bunch that have signed up now, and more coming in. But then I can create affiliate code for them, so that they can post on their websites, on their social media, on their email blasts. They can say, hey, there's this cool thing. You watch these educational videos, some of your favorite creators doing cool stuff or talking about the industry or whatever. And if you click the link from your retailer who's participating, 80% of anything that you buy in there right now, of that sale price, is going to go straight to your retailer, which, to be perfectly honest, is a much better margin than they get on their comics and graphic novels.
Right.
And at first we wanted to do more, but the platform itself is expensive. PayPal takes their cut. You know, everybody takes a cut. Plus, I had my entire staff working on this for 3 weeks with no return on investment. So we're pretty in the hole on it.
Right.
But we are a community. I believe in the community. It's the right thing to do. And so we're doing that. And so now that retailers are coming on board, we're now able to go out to creators sort of wide and invite them. If they want to create a video, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is, they can essentially donate it and submit it through the form. And then we can put it on the platform, and we can, and our hope is that we'll get enough content from enough creators and stuff that we're coming up with that we can do a new multiple releases, hopefully every Wednesday, just like going to your comic shop.
So right.
Go visit your comic shop online or on social media on Wednesday, and there should be new content there for you. And so that's what it's about, and it's for retailers that are still open, because there are several that are still doing curbside pickup or what have you. For retailers that are closed, we're kind of, we're retailer agnostic, but you can choose which retailer you're going to support, as long as they sign up for an affiliate. So if your retailer, if you want to look into this, if you're interested in some comics education videos and you want to support your retailer and they're not signed up, reach out to them. Got an email address or a phone number or something? Tell them, hey, go get signed up for this thing. The comics experience, if they Google, comics experience retailer relief, the press release should come up, and they should, all the information. They can email me at info@comicsexperience.com. And I'll get them everything they need to get set up. Or my team will. Probably won't be me specifically, but we'll get them up, and then you can get the videos you're interested in, and you can help your local retailer who may be hurting, is likely hurting, because everything's. This really just came from a place of, I saw a need, I saw an opportunity for us to be able to help. Hopefully in a way that was unique, that I felt like we were kind of uniquely positioned to help without, helping short term, but without harming long term. And so some of the things that I've seen people trying to do are really cool, and absolutely their hearts are in the right place. But a lot of retailers are kind of get annoyed. Like a lot of creators are like, here's a bunch of free content that was going to come out and will later, but now you've read it and you may or may not buy it. Maybe you will still buy it when it comes out. I don't know. I'm not saying that to disparage that at all, because like I said, their hearts are absolutely in the right place. But, I remember just like some of my fondest memories of my life are living in a small town in Fairmont, West Virginia, in the middle of nowhere, And my two older brothers and I would ride our bikes to the comic shop, which was really a used bookstore, but the owner liked comics. And so he kept comics around, and we would go down there every week, the three of us. And as far as I know, we were the only like three people in Fairmont comics. I have no idea how my older brothers got into it, but they got me into it. And we would trade, and we would talk with him, and he'd see if he could find us stuff and get it mailed in. And I went back there like, I don't know, maybe it was 10 years ago now, but like it'd been 25 years or something since the time before that I'd been there. Comics Paradise Plus, and it's owned by somebody else who I'm actually in touch with, and he's a really cool guy that owns it now. But yeah, I mean, those are some of my fondest memories. And we moved a lot when I was a kid, and every time we moved, you know, we'd harass my mom until she would drive around whatever town we were in, whether it was St. Louis or Philadelphia or down in Alabama, wherever we happened to move to. And that was like the first thing we did was we would find a comic shop. And then for the summer, like that was what we had. We had comics. And that's what got us through a summer when we didn't know anybody. And so in a very, very real way, like comic retailers have been this like giant part of my life. And I have so many happy memories, not just of comics, but of the retail experience that, and I've never felt like I had a way to give back other than being a customer at one, right? Until now. And so this was just not an opportunity that I was willing to pass up. That's kind of why we went full bore into it. Sorry for the long meandering story there, but
no, it's a lot to unpack, and that's sort of, I think, the running theme for a lot of what's happening in general, but especially in the comics industry, is people are trying to figure out how to change systems or do something quickly that hasn't been done before, or done recently, or done with this kind of intent. So it's a lot of thinking through and acting as quickly as you can. It's hard to make a turn really quickly sometimes if you're a big ship, and I think being able to move nimbly in general is something that it seems like a lot of comics folks do and sometimes not. And I understand from publisher point of views and different things how schedules work, obviously, and big picture planning, especially if you're part of a company that has shareholders, et cetera, et cetera. But trying to figure out, you know, all the logistics involved and make something happen. I guess, is there a common thing that people are getting about it or not getting about it that would be good to communicate? I know, you mentioned folks, if listeners want to help their store get in touch, it sounds like a great way to do some advocacy. But is there
I think people understand it. I mean, I think our communication is pretty clear. It is a little complicated, right? Once it's up and running, it's not complicated. It's find your retailer, or your retailer reaches out to you, follow the link, buy the content you want. We're trying to bundle up stuff so you can get a discount if you buy more. And again, you know, that bundle price, you know, 80% of it's going to your retailer. So I think people get it. Like once it's up and running and once there's new content, like I think it'll be fairly intuitive fairly quickly. But yeah, I mean, post about it on social media. If you've got creator friends, you know, or you know, even if you're just like friends on Facebook with them, or you follow their page, like post about it and say, hey, do you know about it? Like post a link to the press release. It's got all the info in there, and say like, hey, this is a really great thing. You know, especially if you see somebody talking about wanting to help retailers on Twitter or whatever, like post about it. Say, hey, have you heard about the Comic Experience Retailer Relief program? And if they haven't, just, you know, you don't have to go find the link for them, but you know, if you want to do that, that'd be great, because you know, just limit the steps they have to take. But yeah, anybody that's baking comics, that's in the industry, that's a professional, it doesn't have to be a writer or an artist. It could be a letterer, it could be an editor, it could be a publisher, it could be somebody that works as a distributor, whatever. Like, just if they want to make a video, I mean, it's mostly videos. If they want to make a video, and we're not asking for people to do like high quality editing and all that stuff. This is a way for the community to continue to connect, to continue to grow, and to keep a dialogue. And you know, a lot of what we're asking for from creators is for them just to share, just like open up, you know, what I say in the document that I send to them, I have a specific PDF I send to them with instructions on how to enroll and everything and donate their video. but what I say to them is be you, like open up. The more candid you can be, the more people are going to really appreciate it. And, yes, it's educational. They want to learn. We want to learn something, but we also want to, all of us have a desire to connect with one another right now, especially with the social distancing. Like the more we can feel like we've got an emotional connection with one another, and the more we can actually have an emotional connection with one another is a really powerful, really good thing. And I think it's also a really healthy and important thing right now. Obviously I'm not asking people to tell secrets about themselves, and it's worth noting, if you're a creator listening to this, that the content that you're donating a usage. You're not giving away your copyright. You still own it. It's a non-exclusive usage. You can post it wherever else you want. And if you ever want us to take it down, you would just reach out to us and we'd have it down within a day or two at the most. You're just depending on what craziness is going on that day.
Right.
It really is a thing, and then once the retailer relief program hopefully is over fairly soon, I hope, then, those videos are yours to keep and do with what you will. We're not going to like turn around and try and sell them again later. The only thing that you're agreeing for us to use it for specifically is this program at 80% or better, for the retailer. So there's really not any, it's what there is a user agreement, and that's what the user agreed, because lawyers didn't want me to do this because they're like, you are opening yourself up to a nightmare. So there's user agreements and all that sort of stuff that they have to agree to. But that's really what it all says. And that's what it's all about. It was interesting, because the lawyers were kind of a hurdle, getting the language right. And lawyers are there to protect you as much as they can.
Right.
And I want to be protected, but they're also there to like protect you. Like, the user agreement, like protects me in case there's a fire in somebody's house. I'm like, I don't think I need that. I mean, I don't want to get sued because you had a fire in Denver, but, so it was just kind of a lot about that. And also kind of explaining the program to them, make sure they had language that, did all that sort of stuff. But so I really do appreciate the effort that the two attorneys that helped me, put into it, which ultimately allowed it to happen. Cause I mean, they were really pretty adamant that this is a terrible idea if you're not legally protected. Like they thought it was a great idea. Like they loved the idea of helping, which is part of why they wanted to do it. And both of them were very generous with their time. And I do not think they billed me for all of the hours that they actually used. But that's sort of, I've seen that so much, not just in the comics industry, but here where I live, which is a sort of almost rural town in Kentucky. And I had a guy come over that was doing some work out in the, and we had part of our property is damaged, and he was coming out to fix it. And he did it. He was out here for a couple hours maybe the other day, and he can still work because he doesn't really have contact with anybody else. And he called me from outside because he didn't want to have that, the contact, keep that social distance. And he was just like, yeah, it's done. And no charge. Like, and then he was just like, we're all in this together right now.
Wow.
And it was like such an amazing moment, for me that just to know like, okay, it's not just me. Like we're all at least a good portion of us are feeling that way about each other. So yeah, he's doing that for me. I'm trying to do this for retailers. Creators are hopefully kicking in their videos because we're all in this together. And in the comics industry, it's even tighter. The retailers fail, we all fail. The distributor fails, we all fail. The publishers fail, we all fail. Like, like there really isn't the system's not so big that it can't come tumbling down. And so there is a real fear of that. I don't think, comics will never go away. Comics is a medium, like it's a way to express yourself. So that's not going to go away. But
right.
But certainly the comics industry, as we know it, can change, evolve. It can implode. Like all of those things can happen, and if it does implode and the industry as we know it goes away, there will be a new industry that involves comics that will take its place. But that won't change the fact that hundreds or thousands of people would lose their livelihoods, at least for a while. And that is right. Something I would like to avoid, if at all possible.
Yeah, it's a lot of heady stuff going on, and it's good that there are conversations happening all the ways that they're happening. It's not positions that anybody wanted to be in, but you know, you're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. Talking to friends of mine that have their own small businesses, everybody is as optimistic as they can be, but they've also talked about the doomsday scenarios of the what ifs, since there are so many unknown factors. And yeah, I think right now it is a lot of you just got to do that. You just got to do the thing that seems like it makes sense in the moment, and try to think through everything. You know, my daughter will be 5 this month of April 2020 when we're recording, and so much of what she has trouble with is patience, and I get it, because I can have trouble with patience. And the thing that I always say to her that she doesn't like to hear is, "Hey, let's just both, you know, it's okay. We'll take a breath." And she never wants to take a breath, which I'm sure there are many people rolling their eyes going, "That's not how you should talk to a 5-year-old. Never say that." Or maybe they tried it and it works. But I try to keep that in mind, you know, especially now. It's got to take a second, take a breath, figure it out, see what that next step is going to be. You know, the general air, you know, talking to people online or over the phone or over video conference, I think a lot of people are just stressed. You know, it's such a high-strung, high-anxiety time, and that manifests itself in different ways. And it sounds like that the retailer relief program offers some chances to be constructive and to try some stuff. So it's
I hope that creators that submit a video, I hope that they find some comfort or relief or maybe even relaxation. I mean, for a lot of people, shooting a video where they have to talk to the camera is not relaxing, but just there is something, because I've shot a couple of these now, and there's something really nice about when you're done with it, going like, okay, I did this thing and I'm hoping it will help. You know, and I think it can help, and just being able to do something that can have a tangible effect is a fairly both empowering and comforting thing. I found I wasn't sure I would feel that way, but I definitely have, and it's a good feeling. You know, I mean, I good feelings are kind of hard to come by at the moment.
Well, that's kind of it. Is if you can turn it into something constructive and something that feels like it's, you see so much of, hey, if you're not being productive right now, that's kind of bullshit. Everybody's got their own thing going on. If it's something where you're being productive is taking care of your family and your friends and yourself and still doing business, great. Yeah. That's hugely productive. If you knock out a novel, you get that new comic done, great. That's fantastic. But I think, yeah, so much of it is, yeah, you got to get that thing done. Boy, I never knew I'd be doing so many push-ups again. That's that's one of the ways that I've been the little bursts of exercise here and there. I got planned exercise, but man, you know, 2 weeks in, you go, I remember what this is like. I remember why this is sore. But boy, is it better than a lot of the alternatives. So anyway, if you have a question that you'd like to hear anything about, anything related to comics, you're welcome to email info@comicsexperience.com or tweet @comicexperience. You can also message on Facebook if you want to hear more about this. I know comicsexperience.com has the press release and other conversation, and Andy mentioned he's got a Publishers Weekly podcast that you can also listen to. And it's a great time to catch up on podcasts in general. One of the things I wanted to mention, if you do like the show and you could go to iTunes and rate the show, a couple of words about the show, that really helps in getting people to find the show in terms of the show being recognized by the algorithm and pushed out more. So
five stars,
especially right now, not a bad time to maybe get this out in front of other listeners who might who might benefit.
Friend. I mean, if you're on iTunes, there's that little share button, the box with an arrow. So, you know, just send it, you know, text it to a friend that you think would be interested in the podcast. It'd be hugely helpful.
Yeah, we'll always take your social media tweets and retweets and posts are very helpful to get the word out if you want other folks to hear the content on the Make Comics podcast. You can always go to comicsexperience.com and see what's gone on over there. The workshop is always open and always virtual, except for when you get to do convention meetups, which, you know, eventually those will happen again. We'll we'll see what and when conventions are as we move forward. All right. Well, until next time, keep making comics.